Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 to the Hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rick Newman is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, columnist for Yahoo Finance, author of Liberty for All, as well as Rebounders, two books I encourage you to own both of. Rick, thanks again for being here. Finance.yahoo.com is how you find him. Rick, the famous wall between Mexico and the U.S. that Mr. Trump is going to build and have Mexico to pay for. You've been writing about that. Tell us your perspective on all that.
Well, two things. First of all, it seems very unlikely it's going to happen for all the reasons I think a lot of us know. It's not clear where the money would come from. It's not clear why in the world Mexico would ever build it as Trump says he does. But if it does
Have any idea what his thinking was? Was that just words coming out of his mouth, or did he have some kind of an idea?
Well, my best guess would be that this would be part of the trade negotiations. So he would say, hey, if you want us to remain as part of NAFTA, then you guys have to build this wall.
Right.
And it's just hard to imagine this possibly happening, because this would cause a lot of disruption in the U.S. economy as well as in the Mexican economy.
Yeah.
So there's an article in one of the papers this morning about how much Texas benefits from NAFTA. Lots of exports into Mexico, lots of trade, very easy, and this includes Canada also, by the way.
We need more. Mexico, U.S., and Canada should be one big vendor to the world. We ought to be embracing this whole thing. I mean, it just makes so much sense for us to be. We do enough different things. We're enough different that there ought to be a way to make it where everybody benefits and the world comes to our storefront.
Well, let me just give you one example of something I discovered while looking into this. So, you know, all the automakers, American automakers and foreign automakers, just about all of them have operations in Mexico. And Mexico has a free trade deal with Europe. So Mexico can export cars to Europe without any extra tariffs. The same car exported from the United States to Europe is 10% more expensive because of a tariff. The United States does not have a free trade deal with Europe, but Mexico does. Same with a lot of Latin and South American countries. Mexico has free trade deals. We don't. They've actually done quite a good job of getting these free trade deals in place. That's one of the reasons. There are many others, and cheap labor costs is obviously one of them. But these free trade deals is one of the reasons automakers want to be in Mexico, because they can export from Mexico to countries other than the United States more effectively than they can.
But if you're worried...
That's because we've fallen behind.
If you're worried about the cost of illegal immigration in the United States, if those people had good jobs down there, they wouldn't be here. They'd be down there making a better living, buying our stuff that we're sending to them, and they wouldn't be here, you know, pulling resources from us.
Yes, that's true. That's true. But I think a lot of the illegal immigrants come through Mexico, but are not Mexican.
Well, that's a good point.
But just one fun thing, Jim. I have to get this out. It turns out that if the wall does get built, guess who's going to benefit in certain ways? Mexico. And part of the reason is a lot of the materials that would go into the wall, especially cement, come from Mexico.
Right.
We actually.
If they're paying for it, I don't care.
Well, it would create jobs in Mexico in the cement industry. And you could probably put laws in place to sort, you know, we can only use American cement. But if you do that, then the customers for those American companies, they may not be able to supply their other customers. And Mexico just has a big cement industry. CEMEX, C-E-M-E-S, is one of the biggest cement companies in the world. It's in the top 10. There is no American cement company in the top 10, but there is a Mexican one in the top 10.
Well, one of the things.
Increased demand for cement. Mexico benefits.
One of the things you have to realize when you start messing around with a couple of things you need to realize when you start messing around with tariffs and things like that. Number one, people are complaining about, we're going to go to Mexico and get those jobs and bring them back. Well, guess what? A lot of those jobs that you think are in Mexico, they're not in Mexico anymore. They went there, but they're gone somewhere else now. technology has taken a lot of those jobs, those are just some things that people misunderstand. Also, another thing is, when you start placing tariffs on things, you help the industry that the tariff is about, but you hurt the industry that works with the products of that tariff. Like when Bush put a tariff on U.S. steel, he helped 175,000 steel worker jobs, but he hurt 4 million steel worker jobs.
Yeah, and that's because tariffs mean prices go up. I mean, always remember that. That's what tariffs do, is they push prices up. And one thing, your listeners, this is really important. You can find, we've written about this other stuff. You can find this at a reputable news site, not a fake news site. But manufacturing employment, manufacturing output has gone up consistently. So people think we don't build anything in America anymore. We build a lot of stuff, and what we produce has gone up consistently over time. But manufacturing employment has been declining for 25 years.
Because of technology.
So we are making more with fewer people. And this idea that we're going to have these sort of labor-intensive factories,
nope,
you know, a good job
for
somebody who wants it, it's just not going to happen.
It's the same argument against the infrastructure baloney. You know, we don't build bridges and roads with picks and shovels like they did in the 1930s. This is not what's going to happen. The other thing is, the country that's lost more manufacturing jobs in the last decade than any other country is China. And the reason? Technology.
Yeah. Yep. And cheaper. There's always a cheaper supplier. So.
Yep.
So that's, you know, we just need to think beyond the 20th. You know, we're not in the 20th century
economy
anymore.
It's not Kansas anymore, folks.
These are 20th century ideas that just don't seem like they're going to do much.
We got to change, and I hope Mr. Trump has some. I know some of his advisors personally, and he needs to listen to some of them. And they're not protectionists either. Steve Moore, for example. Tintail, stay with us. Right back with Rick Newman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.